जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनतीरवन यमुनतीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन नन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Jagannatha, Jagannatha, Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore, Kishore. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nittai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nittai Gaur Haribol.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirāja Kārya Stotra Sata Simulis Divine Grace Sī Bhakti Vedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirāja Kārya Stotra Sata Simulis Divine Grace Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vṛnda Ki. Namāchari Haridāsa Thakur Ki. Tai Gaura Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam dhirahe nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya namo namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 15, Text 25. Chapter entitled Parashurama, the Lord's Warrior Incarnation. Please repeat after me. Savairatnam tu tadrishtva. Savairatnam tu tadrishtva. Atmaishvaryasmataha. Atmaishvaryasmataha. Atmaishvarya okay. Tad nad indriyanagnihotraham. Tad nad indriyanagnihotrabhyam. Sabilasa salaiya. Sabilasa sahayaha. Savairatnam tu tadrishtva. Atmaishvaryatyasyamam. Tannan indriyagnihotrabhyam. Sabilasa sahayaha. Savairatnam tu tadrishtva. Atmaishvaryatyamanam. Atmaishvaryatyamanam. Tannandriyagnihotrabhyam. Sabilasa sahayah. Please repeat. Savairatnam tu tadrishtva. Atmaishvaryatishayanam. Tannandriyagnihotram. Savilasa sahayah. Savairatnam tu tadrishtva. Atmaishvaryatishayanam. Tannan indriyagnihotrayam. Sabilasa sahayah. Mataji. Savairatnam tu tadrishtva. Atmaishvaryatishayanam. Tannadriyagnihotrayam. Sahavilasa sahayah. Savairatnam tu tadrishtva. Atmaishvaryatishayanam. Tannanindriyagnihotrayam. Sabilasa sahayah. Okay, whatever meaning. Saha, he, Kartavirya Arjuna. Vai, indeed, Ratnam, a great source of wealth. Tu, indeed, tad the kama denu in the possession of jamadagni drishtva by observing atmaishwarya his own personal opulence iti shayanam which was exceeding tad that na not indriya appreciated very much agnihotram in that cow which was useful for executing the agni which was useful for executing the agnihotra sacrifice sa vilasa became desirous sahaya with his own men the higher house translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Kartavirya Arjuna thought that Jamadagni was more powerful and wealthy man than himself because of possessing a jewel in the form of Kamadhenu. Therefore, he and his own men, the Haihayas, were not very much appreciative of Jamadagni's reception. On the contrary, they wanted to possess that Kamadhenu which was useful for the executing of Agnihotra sacrifice. Purport. Jamadagni was more powerful than Kartavirya Arjuna. Because of performing the Agnihotra with a clarified butter received from the Kamadhenu, not everyone can be expected to possess such a cow. Nonetheless, an ordinary man may possess an ordinary cow, give protection, this animal takes sufficient milk from it and engage the milk in produce butter, clarified ghee, especially for performing the Agnihotra. This is possible for everyone. Thus, we find that in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advises Goraksha, the protection of cow. This is essential because if cow are cared properly and they will surely supply sufficient milk. We have practical experience in America that in our various ISKCON farm we are giving a proper protection to the cows and receiving more than enough milk. In the other farms the cows do not deliver as much as in our farms because our cows are very well that we are not going to kill the cow them because they are happy and they will give ample milk. Therefore, this instruction is given by Lord Krishna. Goraksha is extremely meaningful. The whole world must learn from the Krishna how to live happily without scarcity. Simply by producing food grains, annad bhavanti bhutani, and giving protection to the cow, goraksha, krishi goraksha manikjam vaishya karma vibha svabhajanam. Those who belong to the third level of human society, namely the mercantile people, must keep the land for the producing food grains and giving protection to the cow. This is the injunction of the Bhagavad Gita. In the matter of protecting the cow, the meat eaters will protest, but in the answer to them, we may say that since Krishna gives stress to cow protection, those who are inclined to eat meat may eat flesh or unimportant animals like hogs, dogs, goat and sheep, but they should not touch the life of the cow. For this is destructive to the spiritual advancement of human society.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya
ज्ञानाञ्जनां शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मुखं करोति वाचालम् अङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम् श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासती गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग टू द भागवतम क्लास इट इज फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ दिस चैप्टर I'm so embarrassed to sit in front of you all, though I don't have much realization to speak Bhagavatam class. But somehow or the other, I'm making an attempt. So please forgive me if I make any mistakes. Hare Krishna. So, in this chapter, the Parashurama and the Lord's Warrior's incarnation. So we see that Prabhupada is stressing more important about the cow protection. We see, I got just before I got time to prepare class, half an hour ago, so I got a nice story in Mahabharata, we see there's so many great warriors and they have done a Herculean task. But the two persons, one person was Arjuna and another person was Karna. So Arjuna is always focusing on his own strength, whereas Karna is always focusing on Arjuna's position and Arjuna's what all he have weapons. So he was always competitive of Arjuna, Karna. So whatever Karna is doing, he is always thinking of what Arjuna has extra weapons than me. So he was already in the competitive spirit. Why I brought these stories, similarly we have the connection of Kartavirya Arjuna is always wanting something which he don't have. So he is thinking, how can I overcome? How can I do this? How can I grab this cow from him? Similarly, Karna was also thinking, how can I gain more power? How can I give more weapons than Arjuna? When in the Gurukul, so Karna was not at all ready for taking Brahmastra, whereas Arjuna was already ready. So he already got Brahmastra, and whereas Karna, he told, my dear child, you are not ready right now, so you have some time. Then you can have Brahmastra. Then Karna became very upset. So he wanted to show that I am better than Arjuna. That's why this competition spirit leads to destruction. If he works on his own strength, he would have been better. But anyways, the story goes like Krishna was protecting Dharma. So he took Arjuna took the shelter of Krishna and he won the battlefield. Similarly, we find here Kartavirya Arjuna was envious of what we don't have. So he want to grab some or the other that cow. And in the next we see that he is very not happy, though he got a nice reception. But in these pastimes, we see something we have to learn and something we should apply in this of life. Something we also get into that mode, like why I don't have, why he has. I am also doing all the things. What is the difference between? That is a good. But what happened is to get something, we lose. Just like in the same Mahabharata story, the whole story goes, I think you all know, but the thing is why he got trained, Arjuna was trained very well. Because the only one thing is that to take revenge. And he was focusing on his own strength. And he was not focusing on what others has. In fact, Arjuna, Kartavirya Arjuna is more powerful than Arjuna. Yesterday, Gokulananda Prabhu was mentioning. So, sometimes we see that we did not focus on our own strength and we focus on other strength, and that's where we lose our own strength. So that's where we lose our confidence. Like that. We see in this world, everybody needs to have their own, work on their own strength and work on their own plus and minus. Then you can advance progressively. In the Ramayana also, like we see that small squirrel is also helping Lord Ram by building the bridge, and also Hanuman. Both are doing the services, but they don't have any competition. Squirrel did not thought that, okay, Hanuman is doing better than me, I will also imitate Hanuman. No. Whatever he has got strength, he is doing. And also, in fact, Lord Ramachandra appreciated Hanuman, squirrel, and by rubbing on its back. That's why we see, whenever you go to India, we see that squirrel has three lines. That is done by Lord Ramachandra. So, in this world we see, if you don't have something others have, we go for beg, borrow or steal. We do these things. We don't matter. We need our motive. We need our intentions to fulfill. To fulfill that, we beg, borrow or steal. There's one small incident. Two guys went to the store, Walmart store, some store, and they both came out. And another one guy showed, see, I have stolen a chocolate in the Walmart store. Nobody recognized, no cameras would able to catch. See, I stolen. Then other guy told that, okay, I will show another magic. Come, we will go again. Then they both went inside a store. And they asked store manager, sir, can we show magic? Yeah, I like magic. Yeah, show me. Then the guy took a chocolate and he ate another guy. Then what is the magic? Then the guy which he ate a chocolate, he told that, the chocolate which I ate, I will take out from another pocket. So he took out from his pocket where he stolen the chocolate. So like that, people, they don't mind to fulfill their motives. And we see that in the possessing anything, we go to any extent. It is not that you should not have any ambition in your life and you should not have any goal in your life. To achieve goal, what extent you are going, that's called dharma. When your dharma line is very thin, when you are crossing the dharma to achieve something, that is called adharma, which is irreligious. I want to have something, I want to learn something, but not in a, I want to have better than him, like Karna. Karna was always thinking of Arjuna's positiveness, Arjuna's strength. And whenever he is giving charity, he is thinking, how can, if I give this charity, what will I gain back? We see always competitive spirit. And it is not not at all good to overcome somebody's. Because when we want to overcome, when we want to have a competition with others, then you will end up in making mess in your life. So that's what here we is also. We see the Kartavirya Arjuna, though he was happy, but internally is not really happy. Internally he was feeling, why this person has, why should I have? So to get that, he's going anything, any extent. And ultimately we should know that we are the not ultimate super control. We Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate. So I am the proprietor of everything. Bhoktaram Yajyata Paso Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the owner of everything. But whereas we see around people, they think that they assume that this is my property, this is my home, this is my nothing bad. But to attach to the home, it will become a problem. Where the house is not centered around Krishna, when your home is not centered around God consciousness, then it will become karagraha. Karagraha means jail. So in a jail, a person cannot be happy, right? He's always bound by rules and regulations. He should wear only these clothes and he should eat only this much. These are all the restrictions. When you have restrictions, you cannot be peaceful and happy. So these things we see around, but still we want to own something, controller. But we fail. Even we see in the pastimes of Govardhan, last month we celebrated Govardhan Puja. So Indra want to control. Indra want to possess everything. And he is showing his power. His power is not at all equal in front of the Lord. It's not just Lord lifted Govardhan with a tiny finger. He is not at all equal. That means he is not the controller. Okay, we have seen the pastime of Govardhan Leela. And in that Leela, we see Indra was trying to control the Brajavasis. Whereas Krishna told, so no need to worship Indra. Worship Govardhan. You are getting all the benefited from. What are the needs you are getting from there? Why you are worshipping Indra? Indra is not real one. So he speaks something atheistic philosophy. But behind that atheistic philosophy, Lord Krishna is establishing real dharma. So in that we should learn, there are so many lessons. So how we are not the controller. And main thing is, we possess something and it will not give us happiness. It will give us anxiety, miseries. See, for example, if you want to buy something, latest electronic gadgets, latest phone or latest thing. So to buy that one, you keep on hankering. And after, when you bought, your anxiety, how to protect that. And when you lose this, you'll get misery, hankering for the things to get. And when you got, you'll be in anxiety, how to protect. And when it's gone, you'll be in miserable person. I know, but it is easy me to speak to all those things, but it's when it's really comes to apply in the life, it is very difficult. It's like in the Sunday feast, somebody announced, like the last we announced that some car has been dent, your car has been hit by something, somebody, you are hit a car. So we speak that philosophy, oh, this temporary world is always misery and anxiety. We can say if that happens to your own car, you will not speak that, right? You will say that, oh, my car, where is my car? You will get a scratch in the heart. So certainly we are attached to that some object, and it is not very easy to give up. But Krishna says, "Abhyasa yoga yuktena," by practicing detachment, by practicing Krishna consciousness and detachment, you'll slowly overcome that. Just like coconut, you know, when it's a coconut, inside the coconut we see it is the coconut is attached to the shell. Over a time period, when it is dry, you can hear the sound. It is detached. So how it got detached? We see over a time period, it got separated from its shell, and we can able to hear the sound. Similarly, we should also apply these principles in our own life. We slowly get detached. You may not know immediately, but over a time period, you will understand. See, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we were all attached to the all kind of mundane magazines, mundane movies, mundane songs. And if we see present, after practicing Krishna consciousness so many years, so many months, your friend, old friend says, "Okay, come, we'll go to a movie," then immediately your answer will be, "No, I don't have a time. I don't like it." So there you can judge your own advancement. Nobody will give you a certificate, you are advancing. Of course, we say that, "Oh, you are advanced devotee, Prabhu. You do this much, you do very nice, perfect job. You are advanced devotee. You recite slokas very nicely. And you give Bhagavatam class very nicely." We can appreciate. But internally is important. How detached we are from the object of sense gratification. It is very, very simple and easy, Krishna consciousness. But to apply, it is very difficult. And we see that in many lives have been changed over a time period. We see when we bring our friends into Krishna consciousness, we see how they are changing. And when we preach to others, and we see that changes happening rapidly, very fast. As soon as they take up chanting Hare Krishna mantra, as soon as they chant, as soon as they come to temple, immediately they get attracted to the God, deities and services, and detached from the material objects. Why? Because Krishna is all attractive. He is not attracting only persons who are born in a Brahmin family or very aristocratical family. He is giving his love to everybody. That's why people are getting attracted. So many are able to take up this Krishna consciousness very seriously and slowly get detached. And one thing we should observe how people are changing in their life, and where are we, how we are not able to change, and how can we able to change? By the guidance of Guru, Shastra and the spiritual master. He says regularly, you have to do these things regularly, like getting up early in the morning, chanting and following four regulative principles. Prabhupada says, what is the difficulty? But we find more difficulty in this. Getting up every day, we need so much energy. It's not one day or 2 days, it's lifelong commitment. So that's why this Bhagavatam class gives a hint. So how you can able to overcome these things. And coming to this chapter, like Prabhupada says, only if you are a meat eater, person who is eating meat, it is also encourageable. But there are some Puranas, Tamasic Purana, it is said that if you are eating a meat, if you are so attached to eating a meat, you should eat only goat, not any other animal. And there are rules and regulations. It's not that somebody will kill and somebody will cook and somebody will make a nice dish and somebody will eat. No. If you are eating meat, you should take the goat to the out of the city. Not every day. Only on Amavasya, particular day. And before killing that, you should speak into the ear, Mamsaha. Means, I am killing now, you can kill me next lifetime. Then you should kill me. And while killing, you are seeing that how emotional turmoils happening to that goat. How emotionally you feel inside the heart. And you feel, don't like to kill. It's slowly that these Tamasic Purana bringing you to the mode of goodness. Like who will go every Amavasya, take out of the city and say Mamsaha and then kill. By doing all those things, let us give up meat eating. Right? Why we should kill that animal? We feel innocent like after killing so many times. But what happened, what's happening in present generation is people are not seeing how animals are treated. They just go to the store and they just buy and they cook in the home. If you are seeing every day one animal is killing, if you are seeing the blood of the animal, you don't like to eat. However cruel you may be, however tough guy you may be, by seeing every day, the changes will happen. So in the modern generation, we don't get to see all those things. We just get a ready-made. That's why these sins are shared by six people. One who eats, one who cuts, one who buys, one who sells, one who cooks. So you are getting so much reaction for that. You may not get immediate reaction, but it will come somehow or the other. Just like if you cross a red line, red signal, immediately you'll not get a ticket. For some time you have to wait, then you'll get a ticket. So reaction comes now and then later. But cow is a very wonderful animal. There's no other friend for the cow, friend for the human being. We see that when you experience a cow, touching the cow, massaging the cow, you will feel real, what is a real friend of you. So it will feel so affectionate. Have anybody massage a cow here? Got a chance to massage a cow? So how you all felt? It's a great experience, right? I got an experience in New Vrindavan and also India. So when I massage a cow, it is very dear to me, I felt like that. And it is natural animal, it's naturally friend for the human being. Modern scientists say that, there is no other animal like there is no other machine, when you put a grass from the top, from bottom milk will come. Nothing, right? So, this cow is a very wonderful animal. Without a cow, we cannot practice our devotional service. For example, a sadhaka wants to practice a devotional service. He's been chanting 16 rounds. So he wants to get initiated. To get initiated, we have to arrange fire sacrifice. Right? When you arrange a fire sacrifice, when you light on fire, so what you will put? You will not put petrol. You'll put ghee. The where is ghee coming from? The cow. When you don't have a ghee, what is the type of initiation? So where is the question of initiation? Where is the question of these things? These things are required. Cow is useful for our human life in every part. Wherever we go, we directly or indirectly, our life is connected with the cows. You observe, like, you know, you're eating. We drink milk every day, and we use milk preparations, all the sweet preparation for the offering for a deity. You see, every day of your life is connected with the cow's milk. And after that, when we do Abhishekam for the deities, we use cow milk. Right? So, these, when you kill a cow, what do you expect the spiritual life to go advance in spiritual life? There is no question of spiritual life. My Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhaktiraga Swami Maharaj, he is into this cow protection and farm community. He has more realization. He is doing so many wonderful projects. So protecting the cow and taking care of the cow. So without the cow, there is no question of spiritual life. It's more important. So we should not kill the cow. And the persons who are killing the cow, but we, at our point, whatever we are there, we cannot do anything, but at least we can able to preach them. If we get a chance, go by giving books to them and asking them to come to the temple and doing some preaching activities, so they can stop immediately. Once what happened is the cow killer, his daily business is to kill the cows. So he found a small paper in his workplace. So he picked up the paper and he read. So he felt this is interesting and he asked his colleagues, "So where did you got this paper from? I found very nice information." Then the colleagues, they replied that though some Hare Krishna's people, they're walking, so they gave some pamphlet or the books, so we couldn't understand, we threw it away. Then that person, he really was interested in that matter, in that subject matter. So he came searching for the ISKCON temple and he inquired that paper where it is from. So the information which he read, it is in the Science of Self-Realization. So one small information he read, his daily job is to kill the cow. For them, transformation happened. Reading for Srila Prabhupada's book. So by this, he became a devotee. Not only he became a devotee, he converted 2-3 families of initiated devotees. So that much powerful is there in the Srila Prabhupada books. So when you distribute books, we immediately think that, okay, when this person is gonna change his life. It may die, it may take them months or years or lifetimes, we don't know. But it will take some time. So we should also try to think about the cow for some time in our day-to-day life. So what we can do? Because when you go to Goloka Vrindavan, it's Goloka means go, means cow. You find all the cows there. And you should know how to render service. When you don't practice here, then if you go there, how can you able to do service to the cows? Like once a nice pastime, my Guru Maharaj Bhaktiraga Swami Maharaj told, once Kamsa wants to enter Vrindavan. So he cannot enter Vrindavan directly. So he wore a gopi's dress. He took a form of gopi and he entered Vrindavan. So he saw all the gopis were making cow dung cakes and touching on the wall. Then the Kamsa, he took a form of gopi. He also entered in the service. Then he was also trying to make cow dung cakes and patching on the wall. But the Kamsa was unable to make that. He don't know how to make that. Then all the gopis were looking strange at this gopi. Where is this gopi come from? Who are you? Where are you coming from? I have never seen you. You don't know how to make cow dung cakes? Show shame. Then they were chastising. Then Kamsa thought, oh, they may train me how to make cow dung cakes, so I should better run away from this. So he left the Vrindavan. So like that, sometime we also, when you get a chance to go to the new Vrindavan or wherever, you just try to associate with the cow and you feel the difference. You feel the natural emotions and natural way of attachment with the cows. I'm sure that you, so many of them, you have many experience, especially those who come from India, like Mukunda Raghunath Prabhu and Taraknath Prabhu, and so many. You have seen the cows and touched the cow, you felt real experience. So I think it's 8:25. Please forgive me if I make any offenses. So if you have any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yeah, he'll give mic. Okay.
No, you're thank you first of all. But just talking about if we associate it with cows and we understand that it's a living soul, we get attracted to that and thus we don't want to kill it and eat it, like, you know. So it can be seen in real life example here in the United States where domesticated or animals, quote unquote, that you can't legally kill and eat, like dogs. And why is that? It's because they live with people and they get attached to them and they care for them. So it's the same reasoning. You know, so your point's well taken. Most of the meat from cows and chickens and etc., no one keeps as pets anymore, right? But they keep their dogs, and hence they don't want to kill their dogs.
Thank you for your this thing, Prabhu, sharings. Yeah, people, it's called Sanskrit term avidya. Because of ignorance, they are keeping caring for the other animals apart from the cow. So what we can do at our level is just follow the Srila Prabhupada instructions, preaching, then we can able to see if some changes happen. At least by action we cannot do, at least we can pray, right, in front of the Lord. We can pray, we can take out our time in our day-to-day life, just spend some time in meditating upon the cow. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.